This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Yunta chief said yesterday that he's decided not to join any political party, not even the pro-Yunta one. Yesterday was the last day for election candidates to announce their political affiliation, which has to be done 90 days before the election, tentatively set for February the 24th. PM Prayut Chan-o-Cha, in effect, has kept his options open. He could become the leader of the next government by either becoming a political party's non-MP prime ministerial candidate or by being nominated as a premier via votes from both houses of parliament. General Prayut, who heads the ruling NCPO, said yesterday he did not need to join any party as of now, though he implied he was still waiting for an invitation. The Public Prosecutor's Office is confident that Corporate Chief Premchai Karnasuta and his alleged accomplices will be found guilty in the Black Panther poaching case as the Tong Pa Pum Provincial Court begins examining the evidence and witnesses today after weeks of delays. The attorney for the Office of the Public Prosecution, Region 8, said yesterday that the Tong Pa Pum Provincial Court would today begin interrogating witnesses and examining the evidence in the Black Panther poaching case against Italian Thai Development President Premchai and his three associates. He said the prosecutors and plaintiffs were certain that the evidence was strong enough to ensure conviction of the defendants. Back in February, Premchai and three other people allegedly entered a wildlife sanctuary in Kanchanaburi province. Forest rangers found that they'd illegally poached many wild animals, including a black leopard and many other protected wildlife species. And two gunmen opened fire on security volunteers at a checkpoint yesterday morning in Songkhla's Tepa district. Two people were injured. Security authorities had set up checkpoints in Atambon, learning that the suspect behind the killing of two defence volunteers and an assailant village head on Sunday might be hiding there. Yesterday's incident took place after two men on a motorcycle refused to stop at the checkpoint, prompting security volunteers to pull out their guns to try and stop the speeding vehicle. However, the suspect fired at the volunteers. Initial investigation showed the incident is very likely linked to the fatal attack on Sunday, in which four people were killed. The Malaysian PM in waiting, Anwar Ibrahim, is confident he'll be able to help Thailand to solve the problems in the restive south. That's according to the deputy PM Prayut Wong Swan yesterday. He says Mr. Anwar Ibrahim came to Bangkok and asked to meet me. We discussed the problem of the restive south, and he said he was confident that he can help create peace so that both of our countries can grow together. Prayut said after the meeting, I felt hopeful. His way is the same as the current Malaysian PM Mahathir Mohamad. However, the comments came as more violence rattled the south yesterday. A bomb blast that injured a paramilitary ranger in Yala added to the spate of violent incidents erupting ahead of the festive season next month. The explosion followed separate attacks in Naratawat and Songkhla, which killed a total of three people earlier on Sunday. A project to improve the quality of durian will be expanded to cover Patani and Naratawat as well as Yala in the far south with a projected yield of 3,000 tonnes for export to China next year. The governor of Yala says the success of the project this year has attracted more durian farmers from Patani and Naratawat to join for their 2019 crop. A total of 843 durian farmers from 12 districts of the three provinces has now signed up for the project to upgrade quality, which includes 24,000 durian trees. The province projects that each durian tree can generate an average of 9,000 baht income per crop. And if they are sending it all to China, all the better as far as I'm concerned. And whilst we're talking agriculture, only 3% of the agricultural and food processing industry is considered part of the digitally focused 4.0 era, despite being a crucial component of the economy and employing 15 million people. This according to the University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce. They say most of the agricultural businesses are still considered 2.0 or 1.0 based on their lack of adoption and use of modern technologies. A spokesperson for the university says in the past 3 years, the government has attempted to push these industries to become more reliant on technology and R&D, but they've not made any significant progress.